Okay, Vayigash daf kuf lamed dalid in the new version. Vayigash elav Yehuda vayemer biadoni. Yehuda approaches him, referring to Yosef bepashtus, and he says, "Please, my master, yedabenod avdecha dava baozni adoni. May my servant say something in the ears of my master. Vayicher apcha baavdecha ki kamaycha kapari. You shouldn't be angry at me because like you is pare." Difficult structure of a pasuk there. It's Lahavin Lama Nichtav Zebetoira, says the Maranaim. Why does the Torah record this story? Kiev Shashiyah Chas Vishalem Raksi Pure Maisim. I think, Rafal, did you just get on? All right, we're right at the beginning of Vayigash. Four lines in. Kiev Shashiyah Chas Vishalem Raksi Pure Maisim. It's impossible to say, heaven forbid, that these are just stories. Kidalayat luhu b'zayir hakadosh, like the Zayir curses, lo oimrim sha'atayru hu rak sipurim aisis chas v'shalom. The Zayir curses those who say that the Torah is a history book, a story book. Therefore, k'siv hoyd v'hoda levashta. It says about the Ribbono Shel Olam, hoyd v'hoda levashta. The Ribbono Shel Olam garbed himself in hoyd and in hodar. Pirish hoyd v'hoda shehiat Torah. Hayd and Hadar is the Torah, meaning that the Ribbono Shel Olam kaviyachol enclosed, embodied himself in the garment called Torah. K'meshiksiv, where do you see that Torah is called Hayd? Brings a fabulous raya in the famous argument that took place between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Torah was above. The Malachim insisted that the Ribbono Shel Olam give the Torah to the angels. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bring it down here. So the language that the Malachim used was Tno Haitcha, give your place, your beauty, Ala Shemayim. Don't give it to human beings, leave it in Shemayim. But the terminology used is Haitcha, place your Haid Ala Shemayim. So what does it mean when it says Hoyd v'hoda levashta the Ribbono Shel Olam garbed himself in Hoyd v'hoda? What does that mean? So that means levashta shehilbish habayir baruch hu es hatoyirah b'levushin, that the Ribbono Shel Olam garbed the higher Torah in garments, referring to the Torah that we have. So it is a garment, it is the outer vessel for the inner vessel. Why do you have to say that? Ki ha-Torah nikra esh. Because Torah is called fire. K'men sheksiv ha-lei koi dvarai ke-esh. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, my words are like fire. U'kamo yishi'i'ev shalechoiz esh. Just like it's impossible to hold fire. B'li levushin, without some garment, without some tool for the fire to hold on to. Is kach ha-Torah nikra esh. The Torah itself is called esh. Shi'i'ev shalechoiz oise b'li kli. It requires a vehicle to hold on to it. Is l'chein hutzrich alis labish b'levushim v'kelim. For this reason, the Ribbono Shel Olam chose these stories, this form of stories, within which he placed the true Torah, which is garbed in this levush, in this kli of these stories. The same applies to Shas. This, as we've discussed in the past, is the ultimate answer to those who look at many of the cases in Shas and see these far-fetched or ridiculous cases, and they say, you know, would you rabbis go get a life? The answer is, that's not what it's at. It's only a levush for a much deeper, it's a levush for the esh. It's a levush, it's a kli, it's a utensil, it's a vehicle to deliver the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah that's contained within it. Yet we find that at times the Torah is not called Eish, the Torah is called Mayim. K'meshik Siv Havel called Tzomei L'chul Mayim. Anybody who's thirsty, go to the water. How is it possible to have these two opposites in the same thing, fire and water? This is the meaning of the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is he who makes peace above, referring to the aspects of Torah and the two aspects of Torah of Eish and Mayim. K'mayim HaChazal, Shemayim, that the very term Shamayim is Eish Umayim She'irvan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeh B'Zeh. The Rebbe Shalom mixed fire and water. V'asamem Shamayim. And with them he made this creation called Shamayim, is a mixture of Eish and Mayim. V'hu Koshir Loin. The Rebbe Shalom bonds them. Umiyachid Loin and unifies them. Shehu ha-memutza ben shnei ha-bchinis. The Rebbein Shalem acts as the middle between these two severe applications. U'mikashar m'miyachdim, and he brings them together in the concept of Shamayim. That's why we call it Yiras Shamayim. Because the Rebbein Shalem is the miyachid of these two aspects. Ach, mahu eshamayim. But we need to understand, what are these aspects of eshamayim? Hu ahava v'yira. Eshamayim are love and awe. Shehem hem ikir kol ha-toyra. Eshamayim, as we learned last week, are the ikir of all of Torah. Ki b'lo yidechidu v'yichimu le'pachas li'elo. Because without awe and love, mitzvahs do not ascend above. That's what the Zohar says. Eish hu yira, k'mesh yireim l'geshes ala eish ha'gdoyla, just like a person is afraid to approach a huge fire. K'ach ha'boi rebaruch hu, eish ha'ichlo, the Rebbein Shalem is a consuming fire. Eish l'dachla, called ishim da'alma, a fire that consumes all other fires. So that's the aspect of yira. U'mayim hu ahava. Mayim is love. Why? Shamayim megadlim kol min ha'tainik. This is brought from Reb Chaim Vital. That water is the source that waters all types of pleasure. Is v'nimta amayim hem shoyish kol ahava sheba'olam. Therefore, water is the source of all loves in the world. Therefore, we find the Chazal that says that Torah is Tov Resh Yud Aleph is 611. You could ask, what's the significance of 611 if we know that there are 613 mitzvahs? So where do you get with 611? Avshiyash tarig mitzvahs. Ki ashne mitzvahs ahava v'yira. The reason the two mitzvahs of ahava and yira are not counted is because hem shoyish kol ha-toyrah. They are the source, the root of all of Torah. Ve'im tzichem liyas b'chol mitzvah mitzvah. They apply to each one of the other 611 mitzvahs. As a result, they're not counted as separate mitzvahs with regard vis-a-vis the gematria of Torah. They're not counted as separate mitzvahs. Ulechein, for this reason, because Ahav and Yir are so critical to the observance of Torah, therefore, the two mitzvahs, which correspond to love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and awe and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those two mitzvahs we needed to hear from Hashem Himself. Ha'iker v'hashoyrish shel kol ha-toyra, the root and the source of all of Torah, hishmianu ha-boyr baruch hu mipiv, the Rebbeinu shel Olam told us from His own mouth. Ki anoichi hu ahava, because anoichi is the source of ahava, ki yotzisicho meretz Mitzrayim, that He took us out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, v'tzorich at levoisi. For that reason, it becomes the source of love that you need to love me because I took you out of Egypt. V'lo yelecha Elohim acherim. What does that mean? That means koichos acherim. Any other source, any other koyach, any other energy source. So he explains this yisoid. Now he goes now into this yisoid. What does this mean? That la'yelucha means you shouldn't have any other source. Kemamareinu, as he explains on the pasuk, Mol Hashem alekechos levavcha liahava leman chayecha. The pasuk concludes with the words leman chayecha, so that you will live. Kilama pasuk lano Hashem yisbarach lasoy zois. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a mitzvah? Le'ahava, you say, to love Him, b'shvil p'niya, for an alternative motive, ke'omra, like He says, l'man chayecha, so that you'll get life. Since when does the Rebbeinu Shalom give us mitzvahs with built-in alternative motives? Ach, that's not there for, that can't be the explanation. We need to believe with complete faith that the person's entire strength and energy, it is the master of the world, that he is the person's life source. A person is in microcosm, an entire world. Inclusive in the person are all of the worlds. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who unifies and bonds and holds together all of the world's kemaimah, like it says in Pasach Eliyahu, you are the one who bonds them and unifies them. As the Eligir Amo explains in Shulchan Aruch, he explains, what is the meaning that we say in the bracha? He does wondrous things. What's the wonder? Shekosher Haruchani Begashmi. The Rebbeinu Shalom's wonder is that he is the band. Very interesting angle here. We never pay attention to this particular angle. Meaning, the emphasis here is on the Keshira aspect, is the bridge. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is the knot, he is the band that unifies the spiritual with the physical. This is what the Rebbeinu Shalom is drawing our attention to. The Rebbeinu Shalom is teaching us how to love him. The Oman, he says, Leman Chayecho, not so that you will live. Rather, Pirish, Leman Shabbat Yisbarach Hu Chayecho, not so that you will live, but because you live. Your entire koiches, your entire life, is the Creator Baruch Hu. He is the one who bonds and unifies all of the various cosmos and worlds within you. And he keeps the neshama in the body. He is the unifier between body and soul. When a person moves any limb, who is the one who is really moving it? If it is not a Kodesh Baruch. So leman chayecha doesn't mean so that you will live. It means you should love a Kodesh Baruch because he is you. He is your entire existence. He's the one who sustains us and feeds us and allows the neshama to remain in the body and continues to give us life. On that note, the Maranaim continues here with the theme, but it's kedai to point out that other svarim embellish this point, and that there's only one Shem Hashem which is personalized. And that's the name of the Kim. Yevali Kim, Yevali Kecho, Yevali Keinu, Yevali Kechem. No other Shem of Hashem is ever personalized. You don't add prefixes and suffixes to it. V'zeu es Hashem Eloi Kecho Tira, says the Heilige Gemara Naim. This is the meaning of Hashem Eloi Kecho, you should fear. Eloi Kecho Daika. Your God, meaning Shutaki for Balei Yecholis and Balei Koyches Kulam, as the definition of the Shem of the Kim is that he is the Almighty, the All-Able, and the one with the strength, meaning Shehu Baal Shel Kol HaKoyches Shelecho, by taking the definition of Shem of the Kim and then turning it inward, what we're saying is he is my Baal Koyach. He is my takif. He is my bal yecholis. So what am I supposed to fear? I'm supposed to fear the fact that he is within me and he is everything that I have, everything that I am. Therefore, we understand now the teaching of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. V'zeu lo'yia l'cha l'him acherim. A person should come to the point where they recognize that he has no other strengths. The violation of the Acherim is recognize that there is no other strength. A person should will stray and serve other gods. Taught the Baal Shem HaKadosh, takev kishesar mimenu yizbarach. Immediately as a person strays away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shekal kechaysa v'chiyusei hu abayri yizbarach. When a person attributes any success, any strength, any kayach, any attribute, any aspect of life to anyone but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I take if Nikra Ivid Elohim Achrim, said the Baal Shem HaKadosh, immediately he is serving other gods. Menoyidim Mamareinu Kamapamim Al Tzadik Al Posuk Tzadik Moshel B'Yiris Alikim. It is known how he taught in other places on the Posuk Tzadik Moshel B'Yiris Alikim that the Tzadik rules over the Yiris Alikim. Amar Chazal Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Mi Moshel B, who is the one who rules me? Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes exeir, but tzaddik mevatlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to decree, and the tzaddik. Hold for a second, please. I'm back. Everybody still there? Okay. So v'hikshu b'zayir HaKadosh v'chi tzaddika katuruga demarayinu ubiyanu al pima shetikdanu ba'ayma mi moishal bi. So the Maranayim asks, what do you mean, who rules me? It should say, Shahid Adayma, Ummi Maishal Allah, who rules over me? What's Maishal be? Now the rest of the piece is missing. But I'm going to take a risk. And I'm going to try. Why was there an echo? Are you hearing an echo? Okay. I'm going to try imagining what the Maranayim is going to do here and what how it relates back to Biadoni. What the Maranayim is trying to say is Mi Moishel Bi means in who am I the Moishel? You hear what he's trying to say? A Moishel means a ruler, right? So what the Maranayim is pointing out is if the Rebbeinu Shlomo was saying who rules over me, he should say Mi Moishel Olai, who rules over me. From the fact that the this language of the Zohar is Mi Moishel Bi, and there's a Gemara that uses the same language, Bi, what he's saying is, who rules with me? Where am I the ruler? That answers the Zohar by the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik recognizes, as he said, Lo Yilcho Alehim Achayrim, the Tzaddik fulfills this mitzvah of Lo Yilcho Alehim Achayrim, that the Tzaddik recognizes that there's no other place from which to derive strength, that the Rebbeinu Shlalem is everything he is. And he has no koiches outside of him. So mi tzaddik moishel, the tzaddik rules, as he just explained, what is the mitzvah of yiras elokim? The mitzvah of yiras elokim is to fear that there may be some other source of life, there may be someone else to give credit to, aside from the Rebbeinu Shlalom. So the tzaddik rules be yiras elokim, that he doesn't attribute strength or credit or anything to anything other than the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Is therefore Mi Moishel Bi Tzaddik. The Rebbeinu Shlalem, where is the Rebbeinu Shlalem a Moishel? Where is he exclusively Moishel? Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu rule alone, where there is no other ruler? In the Tzaddik. Therefore, if you go back to the beginning of the piece, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. So Yehuda approaches, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Vayomer, the Tzaddik says, Bi Adoni. You know who is master in me? The Rebbeinu Shlalem is the only master. Bi Adoni, within me is the masterhood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and none other. Therefore, he says to Yosef, I have no fear of you. Because in my life, there's only one Moishel B'Yiris Alikim, and that's the Rebbeinu Shlalem. Ki Kamaycha Kepara, there is no other ruler. The whole thing is meaningless to me. You don't realize who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a Yankiv, you're dealing with a Yehuda, you're dealing with a Tzaddik. Bi Adoni, within me, there's only one master. So you're trying to impose fear upon us. It's a worthless pursuit because there is no fear outside of the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe if the end of the piece of the Maranayim would be here, that's how he would explain where he went with this piece. Okay, so just I want to repeat for Rabbi Yankiv here. Dr. Steinfeld asked, or Dr. Steinfeld asked, what is the, how would you attribute the same concept of Hoyd and Hoda to Aaron? I don't have to attribute it because the Torah really does it already. The Torah speaks about Big Day Tiferes. I'll tell you, Hafladika Marnayim in Parshas Bereishis. I was thinking of learning it tonight. We'll have to go back to it because it's such an amazing piece. Marnayim explains in last week's Parsha, Demuz Diyukne Shalaviv. It says that Yosef went home to Lasis Malachtai, and his father's image appeared to him and warned him not to get involved with Eishes Petifer, right? That's the how we read the Pesukim. So, Chazal tell us what it says, that he left his beged biyada. What's the significance of the beged? So Chazal tell us that Yosef got into his clothing. He had like different bekishes for different, different occasions. I'm just coming back from a trip to New York where I went and made myself new chalats for the wedding, for my son's wedding. I got two very flashy fabrics. So I was, of course, it's only for a mitzvah. I have nothing to do with it. Anyhow, so it says that Yosef got into his clothing. And in essence, what the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing really is he's calling out to us and telling us that, I'm sorry, I need to ask you, my nephew's getting engaged. Hold on 1 minute. Anyway, so he says like this. Yeah, amen. Anyway, so the Marnayim says, he says that every midah above, and we'll be learning many such pieces in Marnayim, every midah above has manifestations here below. And in order for a person to be able to reach out with that midah, with that given character trait to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he places in this world a manifestation of that midah in order that we'll use it to reach out to him. But it's very easy for a person to get caught up in that manifestation of the midah in this world rather than using it for its higher purpose. Yosef got wrapped up in midas tiferes, in the beauty of his clothing. And that resulted in him lowering himself or getting caught up in physical manifestations rather than in the true intended spiritual manifestations. What happened was, is Nirasalai Dmuz Diyuknai Shal Aviv, Yosef really came home, says the Zohar, Lasis Malachtai was to create Yichud. He really came home to bond this world with the higher world, to be able to elevate all intentions heavenward. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam do? The Ribbono Shel Olam is mazmin for him, Eishes Petifar, to arouse those midas within him. So what happens is, the midas tiferes, which was the midah of Yankiv, was nirasalai. He saw that what he was experiencing wasn't really in his father's life, which is a much more loftier midah. And instead of falling with it, he was able to elevate himself with it. Through that imagery of Yankiv, he saw that what he was really experiencing was something much deeper. So the same applies in the midas when we're dealing with the mid of Aaron HaKohen or whatever. Each people are able to specialize in given midas, right? Each of us has some of us are more passionate, others are quick to anger, some of us are rachmanim. Everybody has specialties. We're like they have in the medical field, so too we have. Everybody has their specialty midah. We see it as our weaknesses. Each of us experiences it, and we curse. You know, we're busy cursing our weaknesses. And instead, what we should really be doing is recognizing that Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a given midah. He wants us to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that midah and elevate it. So instead of seeing it as our weakness, we need to see it only as a weakness if we misuse it. If we use it for its correct intention, then it's a tremendous strength, and we're able to utilize it to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the tzaddik moishel b'yiras adikim. The tzaddik rules with yiras adikim. He fears that he may chas v'shalom attribute some aspect of his life to a source other than a kodesh baruch. Have a wonderful night. I got to go tell my wife the news.